One person who does want to stop refugee resettlement is Mayor David Bowers of Roanoke, Virginia. He heard the debate over Syrian refugees now and thought of Japanese Americans during World War II. He's even mentioned the internment camps many Japanese Americans were confined to decades ago. Numerous people have called the mayor out for this. We thought it'd be useful to remember what it was like in those camps. George Nakashima knows. He and his wife were forced into a camp in Idaho starting in 1942. Nakashima is considered one of the greatest American craftsmen of the 20th century. You can find his furniture at the Met in New York. He died in 1990, but his daughter, Mira Nakashima, keeps his legacy alive. She's the artistic director at George Nakashima Woodworker in New Hope, Pennsylvania. I asked Mira what her parents told her about their internment.
It's interesting you should ask that question because nobody wanted to talk about it. I found out indirectly that my mother basically had a mental breakdown. I was a newborn baby, and we were put into the camps, and there were pretty awful toilet facilities, and was a mess hall with food that none of us Japanese Americans ate. My mom even had trouble getting formula for me. So I remember having to drink a teaspoon of cod liver oil every day because I had rickets. So I was probably malnourished while we were in the camps. And I have bone problems that probably were caused by lack of good nutrition while we were in camp.
Bone problems today?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, these mostly Japanese Americans were prisoners without committing a crime. Did they have to give up personal property before?
Oh, they lost everything.
Everything?
Oh, I mean, we were only given 2 weeks to evacuate. So you had to get rid of everything you had in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So people bought stuff for ridiculous amounts of money and froze the Japanese Americans' bank accounts so they couldn't do anything or save anything. And then there were some people who said, oh, we will keep this for you. And then they just moved in and took over and never gave it back.
I mean, your father, George Nakashima, was a well-respected architect and designer with an MIT pedigree. He studied in France. He must have found this just unbelievably insulting.
He probably did, but he didn't talk about it.
Yeah. Again, you don't really know. In the long term, how do you think it impacted your life, considered you don't really remember a lot of this because you were so young?
I think it impacted me in subtle ways, more subliminal ways than conscious ways.
Like how?
Like, I don't have a lot of self-confidence.
You trace it back to the internment camps?
I think so. I mean, when you are incarcerated, even though I was little, just knowing, you know, little bits and pieces of history, you know, I think it has influenced me. It's interesting. Dad said his wounds healed and left no scars. And I don't know if he was just trying to justify what had happened and prove that he was just as good afterwards as he was before. And the WRA came and took pictures of us after we moved to New Hope. And I think it was kind of a publicity thing.
WRA? What is that?
The World Relocation Authority. The War Relocation Authority.
Mm.
They were trying to prove that the incarceration didn't do anybody any harm, that we were fine, we were well, we were doing well in Pennsylvania, and we had our own little cottage, and Dad was establishing his furniture business, and everything was fine, and nobody was hurt.
When you see politicians now essentially saying the internment camps protected America, what goes through your head?
It's a lie. It's an outright lie. There was no, as I said, there was no evidence of any intrigue or interest from the Japanese American community to join Japan in the war against America. There is absolutely no evidence whatsoever.
Mira Nakashima, who was interned with her mother and father in 1942, she's now the artistic director at George Nakashima Woodworker in New Hope, Pennsylvania. Mira, thanks so much for your thoughts.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is The World.